Since 2008, the question on the state income tax return asks, are there children in your household who don't have health insurance? It's part of an effort to reach low-income families who are eligible for HAWKEYE, that's the health care program for kids in families who don't qualify for the joint federal-state program, Medicaid. Victoria Daniels at the Department of Revenue says over the past 4 years, they've sent out letters to 140,000 households who answered yes to the question. Just over 1,000 applied for HAWKEYE.
674 of those were approved, resulting in 1,266 children covered and mailing and printing costs of just over $91,000.
But critics say while HAWKEYE is fine, the question on the tax form crosses a line, and 15 House Republicans have filed a bill to take the question off starting next year.
I see it as an invasion of privacy more than anything.
That's freshman Representative Greg Hartzell of Sheraton. Hartzell says the question started out as voluntary.
Since 2010, it has been mandatory, so that means that I cannot file my tax returns without answering these questions. This has nothing to do with my tax liability.
Or, as another bill sponsor put it, it's none of the government's business whether my kids are insured. Democrats are resisting the bill, along with advocates for Iowa's low-income families. Danielle Oswald Thole with the Iowa Child and Family Policy Center is registered to lobby against the bill.
We believe it would be a step backwards for children's health and identifying kids that are uninsured.
Oswald Thole says health care changes are imminent as the new Federal Affordable Care Act goes into effect. And she says families may need HAWKEYE more, not less, under the new law. The program's manager, Anita Smith, at the Iowa Department of Human Services, agrees.
The provisions of the Affordable Care Act are primarily targeted at adults, regardless of what happens with how Iowa chooses to implement the provisions of the Affordable Care Act, we will continue to do outreach to children.
In fact, she says under the Affordable Care Act, the state is required to continue its programs for children at least through 2019. Smith says federal rules require HAWKEYE to aggressively reach out to families. She admits, though, that the tax return question may not give as much bang for the buck as other outreach might.
In 2011, like I said, only 110 applications were filed, and about 34 of those were ultimately approved. So for those 34 families, that was a good thing to do.
Meanwhile, back at the Department of Revenue, Victoria Daniels has what she calls a selfish reason for wanting to take the question off the form.
Our tax form is pretty crowded. We're always looking to free up space on that if possible.
The bill is making progress in the House. It passed the Republican-dominated Ways and Means Committee by a vote of 16-9. Debate in the full House comes next. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.